You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Tim McMaster, talking New York Yankees baseball with MLB.com Yankees reporter Brian Hoke. And Brian, as we head into baseball here on Wednesday, the Yankees find themselves back in second place after a tough one on Tuesday night, giving up 15 runs to the Astros. Injury to insult, CC Sabathia to the disabled list with the knee injury. When you look at that injury, what happened, how he left the game, what you've heard, do you expect to see CC back on the mound this season?
I'm doubtful about it. He seems encouraged by the fact just that they've told him it's exactly what they thought. It's an arthritic knee. There's no surgery required. Maybe rest can help it. He expressed some confidence that maybe he could be back in the minimum of 15 days. I'm a little skeptical of that, but I believe that would put him on September 8th or so. And so since rosters would be expanded anyway, there's really no harm in activating him from the DL. And then you get into the discussion of what do you do with him. Is he going to come back to the rotation? Is he going to pitch out of the bullpen? And so I think that's all something for another day. I think right now all he's got to do is rest and try and see if he can actually come back. And then you can have that discussion in mid-September when you need to.
When you think of an arthritic knee, you think of, you know, a lot of pain maybe over time. How much pain has he been battling throughout this season?
Yeah, it's been something they've had to manage, and it's something that he'll have to continue to manage because it's really not going to get better. I think the word that Brian Cashman used about it was degenerative. And this is something that you're talking about, and he's going to probably have some issues in his post-career life with as well. So it's not going to go away, but he was at a point where he decided he was tired of holding back, and I think you saw that earlier in the year. He decided, the heck with it, just go for it, unload, I'll throw as hard as I can, and we'll see what happens. The numbers, the velocity was up, the performance spiked a little bit for about a three-start span there, but then the body just gave out. So I think it was a calculated risk, but I asked Joe Girardi, if he had told you that was his plan, would you have told him not to do it? And he said, no, I would have told him to go for it.
Now, the silver lining, I guess, if there is one, as far as the team goes, is that Sabathia goes down right when Michael Pineda is coming back from the disabled list on the hill Wednesday. Do you expect him to step right up to where he was? And how much does this team need Michael Pineda down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely need him. I mean, they've seen flashes of what he can be. You think back to the Mother's Day 16 strikeout game. I mean, not that you expect that every time out, but he's had kind of an up-and-down season even when he's been healthy. So they need him to get on a consistent run. Girardi said that they could look for him for 80 to 85 pitches against Houston, and then after that, you probably think he's right back to the area of 100 pitches, and then you're going to be looking for him to pitch deep in the games. The bullpen has been taxed of late. It's really important for them to get solid starting pitching performances every fourth or fifth day, depending on how they want to do it. And Michael Pineda is going to be a big part of it down the stretch for them.
It seems like they've had these consistent pitching injuries throughout the year, yet they've come at times when they're getting another guy back. And this Yankee team somehow just seems to take on these injuries and keep, you know, trucking along. What is it about this organization that lets them do that, the next guy up kind of mentality?
Well, I think they've relied on their depth a lot more this year. I think that they've got some players at the AAA level who have been able to come up and give contributions. I mean, you think about the way the bullpen has almost been a revolving door. It seems like there's always a new guy coming in, a new guy walking out. Think about how they lost Mark Teixeira for a week this past week, and Greg Bird came out of the minors, and you'd heard the hype about Bird, and obviously we saw him in the spring training. I remember that A-Rod said he was very impressed by him. Brian Cashman said he was the best hitter in the organization. But you never really know until you see it on the big league stage. And so he hit his first couple of big league homers, getting his feet wet there. He's got 11 games under his belt, 12 now. You see the promise coming forward. So the fact that you can give a guy like Mark Teixeira a week, and even though they tried to get him back in the lineup and it didn't quite take, the fact that you have the depth there and it doesn't kill you, I think that's big, especially when you see these young faces coming up, because it's exciting to start seeing the fruits of the farm system come through, guys like Greg Bird and Luis Severino, and you saw Rob Refsnyder early in the year, and maybe you even see Aaron Judge before the year is out. I'm not sure about that. I would tend to doubt it, but just the fact that they have guys that they can call on now, I think it's been huge for the system.
Yeah, it seems for so many years they didn't have that, where you could just go down and bring somebody up and have them contribute. Bird, obviously, the two homers, his first two major league homers in the same game. It was an exciting time. We'll see how he continues to adjust. Another thing that's been great for this team recently is Carlos Beltran. Looks like Carlos Beltran again. He had the big game-winning sack fly on Monday night. Is this just a matter of he's finally healthy in a Yankees uniform?
Yeah, I mean, he's come up with some big hits at times where they really need it. I think back to the series in Toronto where they were going to lose that game. They had no business winning that game, and he came up with one big swing off the bench and won it for them. I think that you're seeing a guy here. Look, he has not had the best year and a half to 2 years in a Yankee uniform. This has not been what he expected. Last year, he was hurt most of the year. This year, the performance just hasn't been there. But they're going to stick with Beltran. They really don't have much of a choice if they're going to continue to DH Alex Rodriguez. So Beltran's going to get his reps in right field. He's going to split that playing time with Chris Young. And they're starting to see some big hits. I think that twice in this Houston series already, he's hit a ball off the right field wall and been held to a single. So he's driving the ball. He doesn't move as well as he once did when he was a center fielder. But there's still something left in the tank, and I think he's shown that.
Yeah, and he's certainly always been able to come through in a big spot for different teams throughout his career in those clutch moments. Jacoby Ellsbury out of the lineup on Wednesday. He tweaked the hip, I guess, on Tuesday night, diving for a ball early in that game. Is there some concern there about Ellsbury, or is the team just letting him rest? It's a day after a night game, and should he be back as quickly as Thursday?
Well, the timing of that is convenient, but I think there is some concern with him, especially you think about how important speed is to Ellsbury's game. And you remember when he tweaked his knee, that took almost 2 months for him to come back. So, yeah, they don't have 2 months to play with right now. They're going to have to get him out there as soon as they can. But speed is so important for him. I think that you saw last night there was a ball hit to the gap in left center field, and Ellsbury could barely move for it. So he really had no business playing in center field for that. They're going to have an off day Thursday. They open a series in Atlanta on Friday. But Girardi said this morning he's not sure if he'll have Ellsbury. They'll figure that out on Friday in Atlanta. But clearly, especially playing in a National League park, you would like to think that he's going to be in a lineup or at least available off the bench. And he's such an important part of this team. They did miss him when he was out. Gardner happened to get red hot, and that helped a lot. But when Ellsbury and Gardner are back-to-back and they're both swinging the bat well, that is a dynamic 1-2 punch.
After the Yankees go to Atlanta to take on the Braves over the weekend, they'll play 16 straight games against division opponents. I mean, this is why you play the game, right? You get into September, and you're playing head-to-head against the teams that you're battling with.
Yeah, you got to enjoy it. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. I think that the Yankees have talked a lot about how they know they're going to have to fight for the division the way all down the wire. They know that a team like Toronto, especially after they're reinforced, they're not going to just fade away. So the Yankees are going to have to win games in their own division. They still can control their own destiny, which is what you want at this point in the year. But they know it's not going to be any cakewalk to win the division and to get to the playoffs. I think they feel good about where they are on the whole, but they know they've got to take care of business, and that gives them the opportunity to do it right head-to-head.
We're about a week away from September, or less than a week until September, and obviously that's when rosters expand. Teams that aren't in contention, you tend to see more prospects come up. A team like the Yankees, you would think they'll bring up some guys that can help them in certain moments. But are there a couple of players that fans should be excited to get a look at come September 1st?
Yeah, I think Rob Refsnyder's the guy that jumps out at me. I know that the fans have been clamoring to get him back. He was only up four games. It was almost like a tease. And look, I mean, the Yankees have not gotten a lot of production out of second base. Steven Drew and Brendan Ryan have been league low in what they've been able to accomplish. So I know that there's been a clamor for just to see what the kid can do. And look, he didn't embarrass himself out there. I think that he showed in those four games, and based upon the people I've talked to in Scranton, he's growing into the position. I mean, he is a converted outfielder. He's getting adjusted. There are going to be some growing pains. But I think he's the kind of guy who can come up down the stretch and really make a difference. I think that it's a good spot for them to mix him in, and maybe you back off a little bit on the Drew and Ryan. Look, they've given Steven Drew way more rope than I thought they would. And at this point, you know, maybe Refsnyder can come up and make an impact in September.
Yeah, maybe get a little bit of lightning in a bottle. You've been listening to Yankees Extras on MLB.com. Brian, we'll talk to you again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.